The addition of E. coli PCR genotyping to the Swine Health Information Center's domestic swine disease monitoring report is allowing pork producers and veterinarians to develop prevention and treatment strategies tailored to their farms. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Because of its many strains and diverse pathogenicity, E. coli presents a significant challenge within swine populations. The Swine Health Information Center has added E. coli PCR genotyping to its monthly domestic swine disease monitoring report. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Megan Niederwerter explains, the domestic swine disease monitoring reports provide diagnostic data from 6 university veterinary diagnostic labs and allow pork producers to better understand what endemic pathogens are circulating in their regions.
Historically, the swine disease reporting system has reported out data for 8 endemic pathogens, including PRRS, PEDV, porcine delta coronavirus, influenza A, Mycoplasma pneumoniae, PCV2, PCV3, TGEV, and now the addition of E. coli makes 9 endemic pathogens that the report monitors and includes data for on a monthly basis. It's really important as we look at these domestic swine disease monitoring programs to understand what would provide additional value to producers and veterinarians. And the decision to add E. coli was really in response to both requests from the Swine Disease Reporting System Advisory Board, made up of producers, veterinarians, diagnosticians, and other stakeholders in the U.S. swine industry. We wanted to think about, is E. coli changing? What are the virulence factors that are most commonly detected? Are there differences in pathotypes with regards to ETEC and STEC? And how has that changed over time? Looking at these samples that have come in from veterinary diagnostic labs that really represent the significant portion of the U.S. swine herd.
Dr. Niederwerter says tracking these trends helps producers recognize and respond to changes and develop prevention and treatment strategies for their individual herds. SHIC's global and domestic swine disease monitoring reports are circulated through its monthly e-newsletter and can be found at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.